Today's episode of Spawned is brought to you by the new middle grade novel, The Terrible Two Get Worse, the hilarious sequel to The Terrible Two, which spent over 10 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Hello and welcome to Spawned, a common sense and hopefully fun discussion on parenting and parenting culture. Hey, I'm Kristen Chase.
And I'm not Liz Gumbiner.
Yeah, Liz is sick. So I brought my friend Courtney up from the burbs.
Hi.
Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
She is going to hang and chat with us today. So on today's episode of Spawned, we're going to be talking about Kristen's, that's me, juice cleanse.
Ooh.
Are you very excited about that, Courtney? I can tell.
The million questions.
Oh, good. And then we're going to be talking about the single married parent, also sometimes called the sometimes single mom. And finally, we'll close out our show with each of our own cool picks of the week. All right, so I decided to do a 3-day juice cleanse, Courtney.
What? And why? Why would you do this?
I know. You think that I would just do one day because that was an option, you know.
Right. Oh, I saw the option. One day. But you chose three. Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, I'm in day two and I'm asking myself that right now. In fact, let me lean over. I brought my juices with me.
Oh, it's a
today.
Beautiful color.
Yeah, it is a nice color. Yeah, so I don't know why, Courtney. Why do we do anything these days?
I know. The end result is what? What are you trying to get out of this
cleanse? I don't even think you lose weight, do you?
I don't know. I think you might lose a few pounds.
Our friend Gwen, mm-hmm. who is a personal trainer in our town of Doylestown, Pennsylvania, she did it for one day. And how much did she lose?
I think she lost 3 glorious pounds.
See, I didn't even know that before I tried this.
Yeah, so maybe you'll lose 9 glorious pounds.
Oh my gosh. Well, I will say, although not right now as I'm sitting down hunched over the microphone, my belly is hanging over my pants. But when I was standing up this morning, they did feel like they fit better.
How's it been not chewing? Do you miss chewing your food?
Funny you should say is that last night around, I'm going to say it was fine during the day yesterday. So yesterday was my first day. And you get, I don't know if people know this. So basically you get about 5 or 6 juices.
Okay.
And they vary from like green juice to this one is like tomato, carrot, red apple, celery, romaine, beet, parsley, spinach, watercress juice.
Okay.
And then there's like a delicious like almond milk, salt, date, whatever thing at the end of the day. So you get a variety.
Yeah.
But then that's all you can have. And then you get like a couple of hydrators that you can drink. But really, you're not supposed to do anything else.
Okay.
So there's no coffee.
There's no coffee. And there's no alcohol.
No booze.
Oh, my God.
I know. I know. You know what's weird is that when you stop drinking for a little bit, it makes you sound like you're a raging alcoholic. And I haven't had coffee for 2 days. I'm actually quite chipper, all things considered.
I think so.
Anyway, so it was fine during the day.
Okay.
What happened was when I started to have to make food for people in my life, like the 4 little children.
Right. You were tempted.
Oh, it was so tempting. And I wasn't even making anything remotely delicious. Like I was making like eggs and sausage for my children because we were doing breakfast
eggs
for dinner.
Eggs and sausage are delicious though.
They are.
Let's
well,
be honest.
Especially when you haven't eaten anything. But I also realized that I don't eat during, I think we were talking about this on the train, like I don't eat enough during the day. And then in the evening, I just graze all night long. I wanted to, and it was even healthy food. I was cutting up red peppers and carrots and I wanted to eat those. And then I was tempted by this and that. And I didn't, I will say on the record, I didn't eat any actual food. But I did text my friend and I was like, how's chewing?
How's that going for you?
Do you like that feeling of food between your teeth?
Right.
Can you describe it to me?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I feel like I would miss chewing too. Okay. So what also about like, does it hurt your stomach at all?
Okay. That's a great question. And so far it hasn't. Now I will say that 1.5 years ago, I did attempt this. But I had really poor timing. It was, look, people, just don't do a juice cleanse based on a Groupon. Like, no offense to Groupon.
No.
But I saw a Groupon.
I've always wondered.
Yeah. You know what it was? It was a Black Friday deal.
Oh.
And I was like, this will be so great.
Yeah.
But then it's like, no, it's Christmas time. Who wants to do a juice cleanse at Christmas?
Yeah.
So I had bad stomach problems, definitely. Okay. And I'm prone to those. So it's like, I don't need a juice cleanse for that. Like, right. I can, like, eliminate things just by eating regular food. Right. But I couldn't make it. Like, by the middle of the third day, I was, like, ravenous.
Yeah.
So.
And did your stomach hurt?
It didn't hurt. Okay. I just had, like, issues in the restroom.
Yes. That's what I was wondering about.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I've heard that it can affect people in a couple different ways.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're out there and you're like, maybe I should do a juice cleanse, I've heard that people during it are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And they love it and they feel awesome. And then there are people that feel like crap.
Yes.
And then after they feel good, supposedly.
Yes. Well, I have a good friend who just did a juice cleanse. And this woman is extremely healthy. Like, she exercises every day. Her name is Meg.
Oh.
Hey, Meg.
Put a name to her because I was just going to say, and right. We hate her, right?
No,
but
no.
don't. We don't hate her.
She's super lovable.
Oh, we know Meg.
You know
yes,
Meg.
I know Meg.
Cute, wonderful Meg. And she did a juice cleanse and it made her really sick. And the reason is she's so healthy that doing a juice cleanse is actually, like, bad for you if you're so super healthy. She's a vegan. She exercises every day. She, like, only eats super healthy things. So, like,
doing
a juice cleanse actually harmed her. And she's still, it's been weeks, Meg. And you're still recovering. She's still recovering.
Okay. So if you're a super healthy person, apparently you should just bask in your super healthiness.
Enjoy it and leave the juice alone.
Leave it, like, just, it's a beverage then. Right. It's not a meal.
Right.
When is
Go
juice?
Go have a cocktail.
Yeah. And cheers the fact that you're really healthy.
Right.
For me, I needed a reset. I really needed something to get me back on track. And it's a little extreme, but so far it's working. And I have to say, maybe I just needed to hang out with you, Courtney, on the train ride. Because usually I come up to New York and I'm all by myself. And I get in fights on the trains and things.
Oh.
It's really weird. So you're here. And you made me happy. So maybe
I'm so glad we didn't get in a fight, by the way.
I know.
Sidebar. I haven't done that in a long time.
Well, there's always the ride home.
I know.
But, you know, maybe I just needed a little dose of friendship.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about, folks, if you're thinking about a juice cleanse. Maybe you just need to, like, hang out with your friends a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I would love to know. I'm sure Courtney would love to know, too, if listeners have questions about the great juice cleanse.
Or, like, experiences. Like, did you have a different experience?
Yeah.
Like Kristen had, or my friend Meg?
You can tweet us at CoolMomPics. Use the hashtag SpawnedShow so we can find you better and more easily. You can catch us on Facebook or drop us an email, spawned@coolmompics.com. All right, so up next, we're going to be talking about the single married parent. But first, this. The Terrible Two Get Worse is the hilarious sequel to The Terrible Two, which actually spent over 10 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. That is 10 more weeks than my book that's not about kids spent on the New York Times bestseller list. And actually, as it turned out, the author, Mac Barnett, was at my son's school a few weeks ago. My son walked in carrying these two autographed books, and I looked in there, and wouldn't you know, it was The Terrible Two Get Worse, and the first book, The Terrible Two, with Matt Barnett's signature. That's awesome. Now, these books are published by Amulet Books, and the series has turned the world upside down. It's perfect, perfect for fans of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. So if you want to check out this great book that shows kids how they can work with their elders, hopefully we're talking about, like, elders and not, like, 40-somethings. Thank you very much. To solve problems, check out The Terrible Two Get Worse from Amulet Books. Okay, so, Courtney, you know this about me. Not a lot of people know this about me, that back when I was married, I actually wrote a column for Cafe Mom, and it was called The Sometimes Single Mom. Because my ex was a pilot, and I was alone, parenting alone, a lot of the time. And as it turns out, I say this excitedly, I don't know if it's something to be joyous about, but Courtney's husband is a pilot too.
It's true.
Yeah, and he's gone how much?
He's gone a little more than half the month, usually.
Okay.
I mean, recently he actually broke his ankle, so he was on my couch for several weeks, and that was unusual.
Wow.
Most of the time he's not around, but he was home for 7 weeks.
You were like the not at all.
Not that I'm
single married parent.
No,
then.
No.
Yeah, but so basically he had a similar schedule to what I had as well, which was like 4 days out of the week gone. And then what's interesting is, like, home.
Right.
And a lot of people don't understand the differences in that. In that they're not going to an office. They're basically completely gone and then completely
home.
And completely home. And what's interesting is that when I wrote this, this was a few years ago, because now I'm divorced, and this was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, is that I thought I was the only one out there. Because I think, you know, it feels that way when you see moms going to, like, social events that you can't get to and all that kind of stuff. But there are a lot of people that don't, you know, they're not married to pilots, but, you know, like, what are some folks? You mentioned a couple. Chefs.
Yeah, investors.
You know, even, like, flight attendants.
Oh, yeah.
Not just pilots.
There's so many people.
There are a lot of people out there, though, that are parenting alone. So we thought, you know what, since both of us have this similar experience, that we'd talk a little bit about it. And you know what? Some of the stuff that we did and we do can maybe help parents. What do we call them? Regular parents?
Yeah.
Normal parents?
Normal.
Normal everyday parents. All right. So do you call yourself a sometimes single mom, though, Courtney? Because people
really call me that.
They
I
do?
I mean, people do say that. And I don't really call myself that.
Well, you mean you don't walk around?
I'm like, hello, I'm Courtney. I'm a part-time single parent. Like, no, I'm Courtney and I'm a mom. But like people will say, oh, you're like a part-time like single mom. And I remember we had a babysitter once who said that. And I felt like my husband was super offended.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So you weren't as bothered by the moniker so much as he was.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because he is involved. Even when he's gone, like we're on the phone, like he knows what happens during the day. So, I mean, he is involved, but I felt like he was offended. I mean, honestly, I didn't care because I am part-time by myself.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, so, I know when I did the column, a lot of people, and it's funny now, ironic, if you will, that I'm now a single mom, but a lot of people took issue to me using that because they felt very strongly that the single mom moniker really meant that you were financially, I think that was the big one. It was like you're financially on your own. You don't have anyone to fall back on. You don't have that co-parent, even if they're not around.
Right.
And you know, I get it.
Yeah.
I do get
it. It makes sense to me, too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the struggle is, I mean, but it's all relative, too, right? But that struggle seems to be a little greater, right?
Oh, definitely. Especially for me now, I will say. And I certainly have different circumstances than a lot of single moms. But I, you know, I am financially responsible for my family. And that burden, I did not feel that as much when I was married, even though I did parent alone a lot.
Right.
So I get where, you know, single moms can get mad, but I find it interesting that your husband was annoyed by it. What specifically was it that bothered him?
I don't know. I think it was just like maybe when she said that, it was like saying that he wasn't involved part-time, which like he is pretty involved. So I think that's why he was offended.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Well, there are a lot of dads that I know that are, they don't live with their kids, but they're super involved. They're actually more involved than some dads that are there all the time.
Totally.
So I get it. And you know, with technology now, I imagine it's a lot easier for him to be involved, right? Do you guys FaceTime?
Yeah. Okay. And my daughter has her iPod and they FaceTime and, you know, we talk several times during the day. It's almost like he's home, except he's not physically there, which is fine, you know.
So let's talk about that, because you know what's interesting is that I do find, and I like it when people were curious, like, you know, what's it like? They see me all the time, I guess. Maybe they see me like wearing my fake Uggs and my pajamas and my bathrobe, and they're like, how is it for you?
Right. Oh.
It's great. I'm fine. What do you mean?
I know.
But it is hard. So what are some of the challenges that you currently, I mean, he's home now. Obviously, that's why you're here. Yay.
He's home now.
Thank you, Matt.
Love you. No, I think that, you know, we miss out on so late night social events. We also don't live super close to our family. So if there's like a cool meeting or everybody's going out to dinner on a school night, like we usually don't get to go.
Yeah, because it's like, is it worth a babysitter?
Is it worth a babysitter? Babysitters are expensive. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it rolls.
You know?
So we miss out on a fair bit. Not as much as we used to. I think it's harder with the baby now that we have a toddler. He can do some things.
Yeah, totally. I found that it was hard for me to explain that to other parents.
Right.
Because they would think I was rude. Because in my situation, my ex was on call as well. So it was not that he was just away, but he was also on call. And so I just didn't have a schedule.
No.
To be able to say.
You couldn't have a schedule.
No.
What's the call out time? Like 2 hours or 3 hours?
Yeah, it was
something?
Crazy.
It was like really, a hard way to live.
Yeah, it was really challenging. And also, we were away from family.
Yeah.
And it came down to, okay, is this, you know, I hate to say it, is this dinner at this person's house in my neighborhood worth me paying like $50 or $60?
Right.
And that stinks.
Yeah.
But that's what it would
but
come
that's
down
real.
To. Yeah, that's what it would come down to. So, yeah, definitely the evenings. The one thing that is, and, you know, even now I'm in the situation where you always feel like you have to have backup.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And it stinks when you don't because you don't always have backup. And emergencies happen.
Yeah.
You know, people get sick at school, whatever, like... It's just hard juggling things when you don't have backup.
Yeah, it always seemed like the worst things, like kids being sick, multiple kids being sick, always happened when he was away.
Yes.
Why is that? Is
I
that Murphy's
know.
Parenting
And then
law?
You were like on duty all night. And then in the morning, you still have to, like, you don't get to take a break. Like,
no.
You have to, like, power through.
There are
and
no
you
breaks.
You feel like crap. Oh, well.
There's no passing the baton.
No.
That was the thing that I wish. You're, like, running.
Right.
And you're looking for that person.
Right.
And no one's there.
Yeah,
to take
like,
it
let's
from
tag
you.
Team now. It's your turn. But, like, that doesn't exist.
How is it on the kids? How do your kids deal with it? I mean, the one thing about our kids is that they are completely used to it. So on
right.
one hand, it's just how
it's
how
just
it
how
is.
How you live.
It
yeah.
is how you live. But do you feel like it affects them in other ways?
I don't know. I don't see that so much. I mean, because we're just plowing through, chugging along. I don't notice. You know, once in a while, they'll be like, I wish Daddy was here.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, not all the time. Like,
because you're like, awesome.
Because I'm so cool. I mean, how could they miss him? I'm here. And I'm, yeah.
You bring the glitter, Courtney. Just be honest.
I sprinkle it all over. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't.
Are they used to him not being at things? I mean, I know you have your kids, we didn't even say. So you have a 9-year-old.
I have a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old.
So you're not yet into, like, tons of sporting events, performances.
Right.
Which
I do stuff that's super convenient now.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there's our favorite yoga studios in our neighborhood. Like, that's what Lucy does after school.
Yeah. And there are no yoga performances.
Yeah. There are no
goodness.
Yoga performances.
I know. Like,
like ice skating. You guys did ice skating,
yeah.
right? And I thought about it, but like, do I really want to drive like 20 minutes each way and like bring my 3-year-old who will be a nightmare? Like, so I feel like we'll work our way up to stuff like that. We're just not there yet.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't, you sort of avoid the issue of you always being the only one there.
Right.
And that was hard for my kids to get used to.
Yeah.
Was that I'm here and Daddy's not because he's choosing not to, is because he's working. And they, you know, it's hard because they see all the other families. And I think my kids didn't realize it until they got older. And they were like, oh, okay, our setup is a little different.
Yeah. No, totally.
Yeah. And I think for them to have to explain it to their peers is interesting, too. I don't know if your daughter has had that at all. But my kids have been asked, you know, not because of the divorce, but just because of their dad's job. Like, oh, your dad's not here. You know, oh, your dad's not coming to this.
Yeah. I feel like Lucy, my daughter, my 9-year-old, might just say that. I'm like, oh, my dad's a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people are like, oh, there's this thing going on. Like, oh, my dad won't be here. He's in, you know. Wherever.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Again.
Puerto Rico. I know.
I would say that would be a hard part, wouldn't you? We didn't even think about that one.
No.
That is a hard part. And I know that there are other folks that have, you know, spouses and partners that work a lot and they're, you know, like in a kitchen or they're in an office. But pilots and flight attendants and people who travel oftentimes are in really awesome places.
Right.
And
in
it
great hotels.
Sucks.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And I know it's work.
It's work.
I roll my eyes a little bit. Courtney just made the sad part about podcasts is that you can't see Courtney's eye roll emoji face.
Right. It is work, but still, like, it's still the Caribbean. You're still drinking. You still have a drink on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, it was hard for me because it was like anywhere you go and there are no children is like a vacation.
Right.
So that was
being
difficult.
Alone.
Yeah. And even though they don't really love necessarily being away,
right,
it's still you're like, man, I'm so jealous just because there's no mommy, I need this.
What do you need? So I think there's also a thing with like when they come back and like getting back into like house mode and like family mode where like you've gone from being alone in a hotel room and suddenly like somebody puked on the floor and like
and there's
somebody
no
stuck a sandwich in between the cushions and you sat on it like and there's no housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Like so that's a thing too. Sometimes I feel a little bad like when Matt comes home and he like walks into a crap storm.
For lack of a better term. Yeah, I imagine that's difficult for
it
sure.
It makes me feel bad sometimes. Aww. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, this is just what's going on right now, and it's not very glamorous, is it?
Yeah, no. I mean, but I feel like they're, you know, the dads. And hey, look, we're not just talking about dads. That's dads in our situation. But there are moms out there that are traveling for work, and they're away. And I imagine it's the same kind of feeling where they come back and, ugh. But also, it's very difficult. I found, I don't know about you, to readjust because you have your own set schedule, you have your own way of doing things, and then all of a sudden someone comes back and is like, why are you cutting the apples that way? And you're like, yo, dude, do you see the kids alive?
Right.
They had apples cut in squares and they're totally fine.
Right. Exactly. And we had pancakes for breakfast 2 times this week. And
you did? But it was pancake. But no. It was pancake day. Oh, you mean like literally? Because it was pancake day.
It was National Pancake Day. We celebrated. And then also we had breakfast for dinner.
Oh.
And then also we have pizza for dinner. Sometimes more than once. But you know what? We have a side of vegetables.
That's all.
And that makes it okay.
That cancels out everything.
Cancels out everything. And guess what? Like it really doesn't matter.
No.
Like,
well,
as long
I think,
as they're eating.
I think that... You know, just to, I know we've been basically bitching here for the last 10 minutes about it. It's challenging, but there are some parts of it that are easier. And I think that's one of them is that, you know, anything goes, man, because you're in charge.
Right. Once in a while, there might be ice cream.
Really?
And by once in a while, I mean like once every other week. Maybe.
For dinner?
For dinner.
You eat ice cream for dinner?
Sometimes we do. And there's even a drive-through Dairy Queen. So not only is it easy, but it's like extra easy.
Well, you know what? I just felt like I had less food in general.
Yeah.
With just one adult in the house.
Oh,
it made a big difference.
Yeah. The kids just like eat whatever. But like when the husband comes home, he needs.
Yeah. I don't know. And you're work at home / stay at home mom. I don't want to label you.
No, it's
So, but more stay at home. So I know there are folks that are, you know, that you are also working full time outside of the home.
Right.
So, you know, there is, you know, who's going to cook? But in your situation, I know, and in mine as well, I would want to have a meal or something for everybody. And I just don't feel like I have to do that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice.
It's kind of nice. And once in a while, if I'm feeling like super generous, like we will do a meal when he comes home, you know, I'll even wash the sheets.
Oh, look
at
you.
That's my thing when I'm like, I feel bad. I'm like, the sheets are clean.
Clean sheets are a luxury. They really are. Is that sad? People, please don't tweet me and tell me that I have to be washing the sheets every week because I will cry. That does not happen. Well, another great part, I think, is that, you know, you don't have to deal with any other opinions. And I think that is a big thing when it comes to parenting. Because, gosh, everyone has their way of doing something.
Right. So, and nothing's really wrong. As long as the end result is the same, like, who cares how you get there?
Yeah. Well, some people do care, though.
I know.
Some people really care how you get there.
<I know.
laughs> And I
Those
mean,
people
I look...
need to chill.
Do you find that you are more laid back because of this? Or are you, because I get the sense that I think everyone, this is my philosophy, is basically everyone has a little bit of type A in them. I think it's possible.
Oh, yeah.
But I think in your experience and, you know, what you've gone through in life, you know, for me, it was having more kids. It totally made me much more laid back. So do you feel as though this experience has made you? Very.
This morning, there was some poop on my rug.
Oh, and it wasn't an animal.
It wasn't an animal. It was human. And my son is in diapers and it was disgusting. But I have to say, like, I sometimes think of myself as like a 20-year-old and like I was like, I will never, like, I just don't talk about poop. Like, if I dated someone who talked about poop, like, I just wouldn't date them again. Like, that's, like, it was such a thing for me. And isn't it ironic that, like, in my life I have so much poop now?
Yes, I know.
There's no escaping the poop.
There really isn't. I mean, I think that's just a parenting thing in general.
Right, it totally is.
There's no escaping it. But I think, I do feel as though you, and, you know, one of the things I have here is that you just... You don't sweat the small stuff.
Right.
Because you just can't.
No.
Because you're by yourself.
Right.
So, you know, here's the thing. We have all kinds of folks listening to Spawned, not just, you know, people that might identify as one of us, if you will. Do you have some things that are...
Wine? Again with the alcoholic stuff. Sorry.
Is that a good trick? That's a good trick for most things, isn't it?
It is. It is. The kids go to bed, you get the dishes done, put on the music. Like, I try to make it fun for myself.
Okay, so that's a great tip.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times we're all getting bogged down by the daily routine. I know for me, my treat is that I do laundry and I watch TV because I'm not really a TV
really
watcher.
No.
I don't. I'm on a screen all day.
Right.
So for me, watching television is not necessarily a treat. But, you know, I put the kids to bed, I pull the laundry out, and it just makes it so much better when I'm watching Cumberbatch. So I love
that.
Great
treat.
Make it fun.
Yeah.
Make it fun. What else? Do you have any other, like, super cool things you say? I know you said cereal makes an amazing dinner.
Oh, cereal, pancakes, ice cream. Yeah, and you know what? I try to be, like, if we're watching a good movie, that's another thing. Like, when I put my three-year-old to bed, like, sometimes my daughter and I will watch, like, we watched Elizabeth the other night. Like,
oh,
the good Elizabeth.
Wow.
I know,
whoa.
Obviously I censored a few scenes. But, and she stayed up a little late, and it was, like, not a big deal. Like, whatever. Go to bed late. Like, you just have to work a little extra hard in the morning.
Yeah, like, so whatever. It sounds like... When you're, you know, you can, you have a special relationship because you're not, I don't know, you're not necessarily bogged down by other stuff or like,
yeah,
what is it? I mean, you just, you're like, bedtime.
Yeah.
Routines are not so much.
Right. Let's have a little fun because, you know, day-to-day life can be a struggle. So why not?
I love that. And you know what? It's weird with kids. Maybe that's why they're kids. Is that it's just the small stuff that makes them so damn happy. You really don't have to do that much.
I know.
It's like a balloon.
Right.
You forget about that,
multiple
too. And you're
balloons,
like, here is
balloon.
This. Yeah. Here is this fancy car that, you know, you can work from your smartphone, which is awesome. But then they're like, look, paper bag makes crinkly noise. And you're like, damn it.
Yes. Why? Why? So, yes, we've learned that lesson, too.
What
like,
about
keep it simple?
Yeah, keep it simple. And also one that I love is that it's okay for parents to do their own thing. Because I think when you're alone, you do get the opportunity to do that. And I imagine that when you guys are kind of changing shifts, that you then get to have some time away from your kids.
Right.
And I think there are a lot of folks out there that don't necessarily do that.
Yeah.
And I don't you think that's really important?
Oh, my gosh. It's so important. And I think maybe you don't realize how important it is until you do it. Like,
yeah.
Go take a class and exercise a little bit and, like, or whatever, meditate or do something. And, like, you're done and you're like, wow, I feel refreshed. And all I needed was an hour alone.
Yeah. And they'll be okay.
And
it's okay.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
If he has a different way of folding towels and doing whatever, I think the ability to let go is something that sometimes, whatever, married, single, whoever we want to call them, parents are really good at. And that's something that other parents can really glom onto, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, they should.
All right.
For your sanity.
Well, you know what? I would love to hear from other, what are we calling these? Single married parents or sometimes single
part-time,
parents.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever you want to call yourselves. And you know what? I have an ex who's a pilot. We just happen to be all piloted up here. But you might have partners and spouses in other careers. We'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us at CoolMomPics with the hashtag Spawned Show. Visit us on Facebook or drop us an email, spawned@coolmompics.com. Okay, well, now it's time for...
Cool Picks of the Week! Cool Picks of the Week!
Okay, Courtney, as our special guest host, I'm going to let you go first.
Yes.
Can you tell us what is your cool pick of the week?
My cool pick of the week is I work for Lori Palau of Simply Be Organized. She's a professional organizer. I do her like PR and social media.
Aha, wait. The secret is out. You work for an organizer.
I work for an organizer.
That is so awesome.
Yes, I feel like I try to absorb the things that she puts out. She's so good. Her thing lately has been like getting kids like engaged and involved in cleaning out their own closets,
yes.
Right? Like, here's the thing. Like, kids have strategies. They have strategies for math problems. They have strategies for dealing with bullies. They have strategies for everything. And, like, her thing is, like, let's give our kids strategies for tackling their closets.
Oh.
Like, instead of just, like, sending your kid upstairs and being like, you need to get rid of this stuff, go through this stuff. And, like, so they learn how to do it and give them strategies. Like, show them, like, turn the hangers around. But, like, be involved. Because sending them up to their room is, like, it's not going to work. It never does.
Well, it's a little overwhelming, right? If you just send people up and you say, go clean up.
Right.
I mean, it works
right.
for like 2%
right?
of the people. It doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work for me either.
So that's really smart. Okay,
yeah.
So like you have math strategies and whatever kind of strategy.
Right.
Give your kids a room. Let's not just say closets. Can we
right.
can we go bigger?
We can go bigger. We can go bigger, but we don't want to blow their minds
no.
too much.
Okay,
right?
So if you just say
so start little.
Keep it little and tell them what to do, basically.
Tell them what to do and do it with them so that they learn how to do it.
Let them do it alone?
And then eventually you can let them do it alone. And, you know, there are ways to make money from, you know, consigning their stuff and getting rid of it. And you could give that money to them. Like if you used ThreadUp with their stuff.
Oh, yeah. We love ThreadUp.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
We love ThreadUp. So there are ways of getting your kids involved in cleaning and organizing and you know, I think it's just super important.
Give your kids a strategy to get them to clean up.
Right.
And if you don't know how to do it yourself, then basically you're screwed.
Yeah, just email me. We'll figure it out.
That's awesome. All right. So my cool pick of the week, and, you know, I'm so behind on this, but I'm just going to have to go with Sherlock.
Right.
I mean, I have to go with it.
Yeah.
All the seasons of Sherlock. If you haven't watched it, you must watch it. Now, I will say this, and we've done a show on binge watching. This is not an easy show to binge watch because each show is an hour and a half long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
That's cool, though.
Yes.
Right?
But also very bad.
It's like three episodes.
Three episodes is like a school day. You're like, what did I do today? I just watched one season of Sherlock. But, you know, my oldest, and I haven't let her watch all of them because some of them are a little dark, but she's kind of into it. And what's interesting is that they really are, I think, some of the best produced shows that I've seen in a long time. Like acting, writing, just the cinematography, everything about them. You do feel like you're going to a movie. And as a parent, when you can't get to the movies, when, like every 7 years, I'm like Haley's Comet to the movies. Every 76 years, Kristen went to see a movie. I think it's cool. So that's my recommendation. I was not even a Benedict Cumberbatch person at all.
Okay.
And I still don't necessarily understand why people think he's like sexy, but I do think he's awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. And
awesome.
If you guys have cool picks, let us know, please. You know, you guys have been sending them in. And actually, you know, we love finding them from you because we can feature them on coolmompicks.com. So if you want to find links to Laurie, you want to find information about Sherlock or anything we featured on the show, head over to coolmompicks.com. You'll find our podcast page. It's podcast. We got really creative with that. All right. Well, that's it. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Spawned. Courtney.
Thank you for having me.
Yay. Thank you for coming up on the train.
This is fun.
Huge thanks to our producer, Kristen Meinsner, and also to Laura Mayer and Andy Bowers at Panoply. Now, make sure that if you love Spawned, you let us know, and you can do it in a few ways. You know, we love Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, so that's great. Talk to us. But go to iTunes and subscribe, or Stitcher, that's cool too, and download the episode. And if you are so kind as to leave us a review or a rating or both, we are very, very much appreciative. And, of course, special thanks to our guest, Courtney.
Yay, thank
Liz,
you.
Liz, we'll be back next week.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks for listening to Spawned. This is Kristen.
And this is Courtney.
Have a great day.